Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunday smiled at me with
ease. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and when you hear Sonny with a little Stevie Wonder, you know who's smiling in the studio right now. Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. Welcome, Eldon.
Happy Friday, Meg. How are you today?
Happy Friday.
It's the first of August.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
The dog days of summer are here.
No kidding. Has it been hot this week or what?
So hot.
I'm telling you, we need some of that Sonny's iced tea to cool you down.
There you go.
And lemonade. Woo!
You
good
got
stuff.
It.
Good
Some
stuff.
Good sunny sweet iced tea.
Yes, sir. So good Eldon stuff. Scott, if you don't know, if you've never had a chance to catch Eldon on a Friday morning, he is, and I love this title, the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. How cool is that?
It's the coolest
Speaking
ever.
Of cool.
It is the coolest ever. Who knew you could grow up and be a professional nice guy?
I know. And if I can't think of anybody that is better than you as the professional nice guy.
And get to serve slow smoke barbecue everywhere
How
you go.
How about that? I know.
I don't know if it gets any better.
I don't think
I
gotta does.
Pinch myself sometimes.
I don't think it does. And he wears the best outfits because he's got his red shirt and the white fringe and the cowboy hat and the red shoes. And you know when Eldon is in the house.
Yeah. And we just had Sonny's convention last week. So
yes,
we was down
tell
there.
Me, tell me about that.
We spent 4 days with all the Sonny's family in Orlando. And so like all the franchisees, I don't say all of them, I think most of them, from all the different locations actually came down there. We took all of our general managers that are part of our group.
Oh, wow.
So we had all of our local people here. And so just had a great time. I was able to present an award. So this is, I don't know if you saw my picture with my white fancy white jacket. Said I was going to the award ceremony. Well, I didn't get an award. So I was able to award a local team member here, Miss Anna Danilakis. And
she's
done a lot of events with me. So she was Cue the Kindness Team Member of the Year.
Oh,
and
wow.
So
that's
she
a
was
big
nominated.
Honor.
Yeah,
is that just in the state of Florida or is that all through the whole company?
Yeah,
or?
So we're regional. So we're kind of like in the Southeast. So, yeah, so about just under 100 locations serving all the Southeast area, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, very heavy in Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina.
So wow. And
all
she
over the
won,
Southeast.
She won of that whole area.
Out of everybody, yeah. So
wow.
she's an awesome, if you've been out with me on a number of different events, she has helped me on a number of different caterings and community events that we do. And she's always the sweetest. She works at our Navy Boulevard store. And so was really honored to be able to celebrate her and congratulate her for all the hard work and customer service and really just treating our customers like they're gold because, you know. They are.
Well, and I will say that every time I've ever gone into Sonny's, I love to sit. I go to the one that's over there by the airport.
Ninth Avenue.
Yeah. And the people there are so nice. They really are.
We do. We have
they're
a bunch of great
They're very genuine
members.
Is a good way to put it.
Very good. And we like to say we serve barbecue slathered in Southern hospitality. And so, you know, that's kind
like
of our
that.
Thing. And slow smoke barbecue, Southern hospitality, it's a winning combination.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know. We are a full service restaurant, so you come in, we serve you. So it's not like, you know, the quick service style where you just go and order and find your own table. No, we like to take care of you at our Sonny's Barbecue.
And that's good to know because if you want to bring the family out, you can sit down and have a nice family dinner.
Yeah.
Or lunch.
And speaking of family dinners, it's one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So
I love that. I think that's the best.
Bring those kids out. Have a great family meal. Get those ribs or mac and cheese or hot dogs or chicken tenders, whatever it is that those kids like, and treat them to an experience. Let them have a good time, and y'all enjoy a good family meal at Sonny's Barbecue.
See, I love that. Okay, well, speaking of having a meal at Sonny's Barbecue, I guess we need to know where you are. So for somebody maybe that's visiting this weekend or you're just getting back from vacation and you're looking for a good place to go have lunch today, where do you go? Where are some of the locations?
Yeah, well, speaking of lunch, we open at 10:45 every day, 7 days a week. So come and see us. We open early. We do have 4 locations that serve the news radio listenership. So we'll start with our Pace, Florida location. It is located kind of just west of Avalon Boulevard in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too far there if you can go to the interstate or, you know, so that's where that one's located. And it does have a drive-thru. So all of our locations have a drive-thru. So make sure when you're you know, craving some good slow smoke barbecue, you're in a hurry, don't worry. Slow smoke barbecue in a fast-paced world. So when you're in a hurry, we still got you.
I love it. I love it.
And then we have our 9th Avenue location that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, real nice, quaint location. It's kind of just south of Creighton Road, just north of the airport runway there where the big fire, the firehouse is.
Yes, right by that
there.
Firehouse. Yep. Yep.
So it's tucked back behind the AutoZone. It's a nice, shady location. Mm-hmm. Very, very quaint.
Yeah, I like that location.
Yep.
Yes.
And then our Navy, and then we do have a banquet room there. So right. You got your organization, churches, school PTAs, sports teams, nonprofits, whatever it may be that you need to have a little get together. You need to celebrate a birthday with a large family gathering. You don't know where to do, where to go. You know, a lot of times a restaurant can't accommodate, you know, 30 people. We can definitely accommodate a large group there. So, you can give me a call, 850-418-3331.
So you handle the catering?
I can set up the banquet room for you, so we can get that set up for you. That way you're able to come celebrate with your family. So typically any more than about 15 people, we do a banquet style. So we'll set you up, you know, that way everybody can just get their food. It makes it very simple, makes it real easy.
Nice.
And no charge for the room, so just the cost of the food. So as long as it's available, you can book that room and come.
And we've talked about this before. I think that's great because usually there's a fee to do a rental or to do big parties.
Yeah.
So the fact that you don't do that really is great.
Yeah, just playing a high school reunion. And so we just had that a couple weeks ago. And it was great, but we had to pay for the venue. And the cost of the venue per person was almost as much as the cost of the Sonny's barbecue.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, just drives up the ticket cost or whatever, the cost of the event. So that's a great value that we do offer at Sonny's barbecue, both of our banquet rooms at that 9th Avenue location. And then we'll roll into our next location, that Navy Boulevard location. So we can host up to about 75 there.
And that's banquet much
room.
Bigger.
It is quite a bit bigger in that banquet room. And, you know, so it's just they're located kind of at the end of Highway 98, right there. If you know where the Walmart is there on New Warrington Road, it's right across the street, just about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
And then our last local location here is the one that's on Pine Forest Road. And it is not technically on Pine Forest Road. It's on Shelley Road, but just south of I-10, right there, Pine Forest. There's a little jog off road, and it's kind of tucked.
I've seen the sign.
Yeah,
you can spot it pretty easily.
Sign and the billboard. You know, we're there. Been there for a long, long time. So, we've been in the Pensacola community for over 40 years. Sonny's Barbecue, and so serving this community for a long, long time, and it's an honor to be able to be a part of the company and work with so many great employees who take care of our customers here in the area, all of our pit masters and management team. So it was really, spending the time, the week with everybody at the conference was really fun.
I know, but we missed you here.
I know.
But I'm glad you had a great time. That's always fun. That really sounds like a lot of fun.
And squeezed in a little Disney time, too.
Oh, did you? You didn't say it was in Orlando.
Squeezed in a little Disney.
Well, good.
You got to get inspired.
Yeah.
Enjoy all the magic.
Absolutely.
Actually, I did get to. So one of my favorite rides is Astro Orbiter. I know this is off subject. Astro Orbiter. It's kind of like a Dumbo ride. It just goes around and around and around. But we got to ride it, and we timed it perfectly. So we watched the grand finale of the fireworks show while we were on the ride. It was super magical. Yeah. So really enjoyed
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was the highlight of the trip for me.
That sounds great. Okay.
But
well,
back to barbecue.
Speaking of highlights.
Back to barbecue.
Let's talk about the menu. Maybe someone has not ever been to Sonny's Barbecue and they might be thinking barbecue. I don't like barbecue much, right? They might just, but you have so many things on the menu.
Different things.
And also this is not your regular barbecue. This is excellent barbecue.
It is good. Slow smoke barbecue. All of our meats, I say all of our meats, our briskets and pork butts are smoked with oak overnight for at least 12 hours.
Locally. So this is some frozen stuff that you've defrosted.
Nope. Smoked in-house every day and at 210 degrees. Pitmasters come in the morning. They start temping product. And, you know, typically your smaller butts and your smaller briskets are ready to go first thing in the morning. Some of the bigger ones, they need a little bit more time. So they cook to the proper temperature and then they wrap them with good butcher paper and then we hold them. And serve it when you're ready for lunch, when you show up at 10:45.
Excellent. That sounds good. Okay.
And I think we forgot to talk about something else. All of our local locations, and this is Meg's, I don't know, I think it's a toss-up. It's a coin toss between which is her favorite thing, the kids and grandkids eat free, or yes, this one.
This is pretty good.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches every Monday. Those are her two favorites. So.
I mean, the last thing you want to do on a Monday is cook.
I know.
So you go in there and you get those couple of Sonny's barbecue. It's good stuff to start your week.
And then you can upgrade it into a big deal. You can get you some, I don't know, mac and cheese, get you Sonny's sweet tea because it's so hot outside.
Right.
I mean, we do Arnold Palmer's too, so, you know.
You do?
There's all those crowds. So,
you have to explain to somebody.
Little,
somebody may not know what an Arnold Palmer is.
A little half and half. A little half sweet tea and half lemonade. So a lot of people are big fans of those. So we can definitely do that for you.
That may be a Southern thing.
It might be.
That might be.
It just might be.
Okay. So you have your summer menu. So talk a little bit more about the barbecue itself.
Yeah. So,
you've got the slow cook.
Slow smoke barbecue. So we do a number of things on our traditional menu every day. Something that we're known for, and there's really not any other barbecue restaurants that really do it, is sliced pork. And so the Sonny Tillman, who founded Sonny's Barbecue, sliced pork was his favorite sandwich. So he'd have sliced pork with garlic bread pretty much every day. That was his go-to sandwich.
Wow,
and
no kidding.
That is made from the pork collar. So it's kind of like the richest, juiciest piece of the pork butt. So competition barbecue teams, that's typically what they use to turn in for their competition part. They cook what's called the pork collar. And so the sliced pork is made from that cut. Smoked turkey, which is delicious. If you've not had our smoked turkey,
it's
very, very good. Barbecue chicken. Our chicken wings, our smoked chicken wings.
And you have different sauces for that, right?
Yeah, and we can do the chicken wings. We can either do them with dry rub, or we can toss them in your favorite sauce. We can do the same thing with your chicken tenders. If you want chicken tenders, we can toss them in your favorite sauce as well. So there's lots of options. So then you say, hey, I don't want barbecue. Well, guess what? We have a smashing delicious hamburger. My daughter's favorite burger in town, honestly.
It is a good burger, yeah.
And so she loves that. And so, you know, we have things that you want.
Yeah.
So if you got somebody that's with your crowd and said, hey, I don't like barbecue, guess what? We got a salad. We call it the Garden of Eaton.
That's cute.
Little punny play on the words. And, you know, so we can do you a salad with some grilled chicken. We actually, on our summer menu right now, we have a wedge salad, a barbecue wedge salad. So traditional like wedge iceberg lettuce with blue cheese. Little barbecue sauce, little bacon on there. So,
ooh, interesting.
You know, that's one
I don't know if I've ever put barbecue sauce on a salad, but actually, now that I think about it, that could be pretty good.
It's really good, Meg.
Okay. I'll have to try it. That sounds pretty good.
It's really good. I did it. Somebody came in, I'm sure somebody's going to text and ask about the salad bar because we're talking about salad. No salad bar, but we do have some great salads. So I did one for a friend. He's like, okay. All right, this is really good. So he enjoyed it. But we have options for different people. Obviously, we're known for slow smoke barbecue. We do a ton of catering and big events. And so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And so that's another way that we serve our community. And yeah.
So many different ways. If you just joined us, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He's the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. This is Pep Talk, and you can always text in a question for him at 850-437-1620. So you want to talk about the cake? Here's the thing that I'm spoiled because he actually brings lunch about once every couple of months.
Yeah.
We cater our lunch here at the radio station,
yeah,
and we're all so spoiled.
Green beans, peach cobbler are always
good
on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fan favorites around here.
Yes.
And normally we'll do pulled pork. I think we've done chopped brisket. I think we've done turkey. I think we've done barbecue chicken. So we've kind of mixed it up a number of different times. Always got to have the mac and cheese and the barbecue beans, of course. So normally, and it's just a little bit of rotation. So we have options. So if you don't want the same old burger and fries or pizza or whatever, you need to feed your staff, we can absolutely help you. You know, whether it's 10 or 10,000.
Which always amazes me. I think you said your biggest crowd was 4,000?
Yeah, a little over 4,000, like 4,600.
That's incredible.
And it's one we do every year over in Mobile. And it is a ton of fun. A ton of work.
I'm sure.
And a lot of food. So it's a good time. But
you have some different options with the catering, too, because you can either just drop it off.
Yeah.
Or you do full service.
I'm going to hire you.
So
we like to say
I'm a fan.
We like to say we have three ways that we cater. And so we do pick up. So you just schedule a time. Say you need to have lunch ready at your office at 12. You schedule it at 11 for pickup. You can come pick it up, have it at your office for 12 for whatever meeting you may have. We also do a delivery. So that same scenario, you need it there at 12 to eat. So we'll schedule it for, let's say, 11:45 drop off. We'll set it up for you, have it ready for you to go at lunchtime. And then we do full setup and serve. So we'll bring out a team. We'll set up chafing dishes.
Oh, wow.
We even do decor. So depending on
if
it's backyard barbecue, you may be a little low key, but if it's a wedding or a corporate event or, you know, a fundraiser, we'll fancy it up. I don't know.
So
a little upscale. So we'll bring
out. That's good. I didn't realize you did that.
Some of the cast iron, some of the fancy chafing dishes, nice tablecloths. And we'll make it look pretty.
Okay, because a lot of times
you think of it
as being casual, but you could actually make it a little more formal.
Yeah, yeah. So
depending on the occasion.
Absolutely. We catered my own daughter's wedding. It looked beautiful. We did it out at Eights Ranch. It was a great venue. And they had some whiskey, like wine barrels or whiskey barrels and plywood tables, but like wood tables.
Yeah.
So we just put some runners on there. Some nice stainless steel chafing dishes. It looked beautiful. So so we can do anything. We can meet you where you are based on the event that you need. So our team does a great job of doing that. And so whether it's just pick up, delivery, or if you need full service, we can absolutely take care of you.
And what's your number again? Because you are the go-to person on the catering, right?
Yeah, so 850-418-3331. That's my personal cell phone number. Or if you need to... you can reach out to the stores also directly. So you can go to sunnysbbq.com and you can navigate to your closest location. You can find those phone numbers there and the good old Google.
Okay.
You know, Google works.
You could always Sunny's Barbecue. That's easy to remember. Okay. So talk about the summer. You've alluded to a couple of things, but we're in the summer menu right now. So what makes that different?
Yeah. So a few months back, towards the end of last year, Sunny's started a seasonal rotating menu.
I love this idea.
I know. It's very fun. It gives our pit master kind of an opportunity to kind of develop some new recipes and come up with some fun things. And the corporate team, they're always testing recipes. So it is a great way to do it. So we did talk about the iceberg wedge salad. That's part of the menu. We had those strawberry corn cakes that
we brought in. So good. It's a dessert. And it was really, really different because it was like a strawberry shortcake, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
It was a corn taste.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
It is really good. So really, I don't say it's sweet. Really, it's not overly sweet because it's just.
It's definitely a dessert though.
It is a dessert.
It was really
good. You're not going to confuse it for an appetizer.
Or a salad. It's definitely got some calories, I think, maybe.
Shh, Meg.
I know.
Talk about calories.
Okay. It was really good.
For those calorie conscious people, hey, our broccoli is really good. Our broccoli and our sliced turkey. So actually we just, Sunny's Barbecue is actually doing a little series right now talking about protein. And this is one thing that everybody's going to be a fan of. There's no calories in smoke.
Oh.
So there's no extra calories in smoke.
That way.
So, you know, just something to think about. The chicken, the turkey. The broccoli is a great option. Green beans. Mm-hmm. So those are some great options. So
there are low-cal options.
Yeah, there's definitely low-cal options. And something that I wind up finding myself in situations, especially when we do a lot of catering, when we have a big event, you're going to have different dietary requests. So we try to accommodate people with different dietary requests. So, you know, if we we got three vegetarians. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, a couple vegans. So what can you do? So, you know, we'll bring extra potatoes or sweet potatoes and bring an extra salad. And we won't put any cheese or, you know, so we really do try to accommodate, you know, all of our customers based on their needs. And every scenario is different. So we customize the menu. So we try to be as flexible as possible to meet our customers where they're at
to serve them
and give them the barbecue or vegetables that they need to meet their guest or their employees' needs. So
it's a win-win, no matter what you do.
Yep.
Well, speaking of win-wins, one of the things that makes it very easy for me when I want to order Sunny's Barbecue is the Sunny's Barbecue app.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Is that new? Have you always had that? Or?
So this is something that they rolled out probably about 6 months ago, I would say.
Okay, so it's fairly new.
So
then.
it's not new, but it's newer. And so we've always had a rewards program so where you could, you know, subscribe with your email, you get, you know, birthday big deals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that new app, so basically it's a way to accumulate points as you're, you know, buying your Sunny's Barbecue, you're getting those buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches and you're coming in for those free kids meals on Saturdays, you know, so you're accumulating points and then you get rewards as you go along. So there's different rewards points. So there's different promos and different things going on. So go to your Google or Apple Store, your Android Store, your Play Store. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and just search Sonny's BBQ and download that app, sign up. It is going to ask you if you want to add your credit card to make that ordering very easy.
Right.
It's all secure and all that, but some people don't want to do that. So there's another way. You can just scan your receipts if you don't want to enter your credit card information. That way you can accumulate those points and take advantage of all those rewards.
Excellent. Yeah. So that's great. So then you can use that in the drive. You could order it on your app and then show up at the drive-thru.
There you go.
Very convenient.
It's very, very easy to get slow smoke barbecue.
Especially on Monday, if you're going to be coming from a Monday and coming from work, you got limited time, you can order it, zip in there and get it, and head on back to the office.
And take you no time at all.
Yeah, for the buy one, get one.
Meg's favorite.
That we I have
think
to establish that.
I think that one is your favorite.
I think we've established
I think that
for
one
sure.
Is.
Okay, so,
so
what
we,
else?
We didn't really talk about the summer menu, so
yes,
we,
keep going.
We kind of keep
I know, I
popping
can't
all
it.
Over, yeah, you know, trying to cover all the bases. But we have the competition barbecue ribs. So those
oh,
are phenomenal.
Right. Tell and us about the competition, of, what that
so
means.
So it's the competition barbecue sauce, and we coined it here on News Radio 92.3. It's got a molassesy note.
A new
so
word.
So it's kind of, you know, if you like that brown sugar kind of caramelized flavor, so it has that. And then it's got a little heat on the back end. So they take their our St. Louis ribs, and then they baste it in that competition sauce. They grill it on the grill so it gets a little bit of char flavor. So those have been a big hit on the summer menu. People are loving those. You can also get those on the wings. So it's kind of we do the same thing with the wings. We baste them in the sauce, and then we grill them. So those have been a big hit as well with that competition barbecue sauce.
That sounds
now,
great.
Now for our vinegar sauce lovers, and we got a few of those. Mr. Kevin here at the station, he's a vinegar sauce
it's
guy.
It's kind of a Tennessee origins, right?
Tennessee vinegar is what we call it. So it's a little bit mustard, but you know it's heavy in the vinegar. So it's kind of that. I think they're say South Carolina, but we're calling it Tennessee.
Okay,
you know, it is what it is. And so get that on a pulled pork sandwich with some pickled onions and pickles, and so that's a great one. If you love that vinegar sauce, definitely come in and give that a shot.
That sounds good.
We're doing a slider trio. So you can get pulled pork, chopped brisket, and pulled chicken sliders as a sampler. So you get all three.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it is really good. And they're good-sized sliders, so you're going to be plenty full. So don't think because they're sliders that you're it's an appetizer. You're going to be plenty full,
gotcha.
So don't worry about that.
Okay.
And then the other thing we have is the jumbo potato.
Oh, talk about that.
The jumbo potato. So I don't know. I don't even know how to say it other than it's jumbo. With
potato.
Barbecue. So
it's
mac
a baked
and cheese
potato,
is a baked potato. Okay. Yep. With mac and cheese, with pulled pork, and then all the barbecue sauce and ranch dressing. Or sour cream. Yeah, so.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a big old potato. I've seen some grown men not finish the potato.
Okay, this sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so that one, and it's only $11. Like,
okay.
It's more than enough for two meals, honestly. And so if you're looking for that good stuffed baked potato, you like that, come and see us at Sonny's Barbecue. So that's a great one you want to try on that summer menu.
All right. So as we've covered everything on the summer menu?
Not everything, but almost. I think I saw the wrap-up.
Well, you got about a minute or so
one
left,
minute.
Sir.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Already.
Okay. Well, I would say let's cover everything. So we got the four locations here in the local area. Mm-hmm. We love to do catering, serving all of our customers here in the Pensacola, Santa Rosa County. We do go over into Mobile and Fort Walton Beach also. So we love to take care of you if you're listening and you're one of those areas. The drive-through, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich every Monday. Don't miss out on that. Kids eat free and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
So tomorrow you can take the kids out.
Come on out. And we're open at 10:45 every day.
What are your hours at all your stores?
So Sunday, and so open 10:45 every day. Sunday through Thursday, we are 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday night, we're open until 10 p.m.
Okay, we're talking to Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. We're out of time.
Oh, my goodness.
But thanks for being in the studio.
So
you've been listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks, Eldon.
Thanks, Meg.